You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and I've been taking a little bit of a break. I had a lot of projects with strict deadlines, and so just didn't have the room, the time, the space to record anything. But I'm back this week, and this is an excerpt from one of my novels in progress, The Lonely People. This is a little sort of look at one of the characters, Mr. Ivankov. And he is an older man whose wife died a few years ago. She was a very forceful personality, had a lot of control in their relationship and managed their lives together. And in her absence, he had been coping by doing things like hoarding items, a lot of junk, and taking in wild animals. And his house burns down, and he has to move in with a neighbor. And he finds that he's endearing himself to this neighbor who had claimed that he didn't want to live with anyone, and also finds himself wanting that neighbor to reunite with his former girlfriend. And so that's sort of where we meet Mr. Ivankov. He's reflecting on his life before the fire and looking forward to his life after. So here is Lost Without Her. Lily had always been the one to direct their days. That was, perhaps, the biggest adjustment he had had to make when she passed. How to fill the time that she had so capably plotted out for him all those years. He loved routine and predictability. With Lily gone, all that lay before him was chaotic potential, a sea of hours and minutes that seemed to scream at him. He'd heard other widowers complain about the silence, but to Mr. Ivankov, it was the noise that hurt his heart. At first, Wendy helped. She and her husband Jeff came to stay at the house for the funeral and a few weeks after. But soon his daughter became increasingly twitchy and uncomfortable. Too many reminders of Mom, she'd said. And Mr. Ivankov did not know how to handle a comment like that. Was he supposed to rid the house of her? Lily had always whispered that Wendy was a selfish creature, and he was seeing it now. It was strange. He'd always felt sure of his role as a father with Lily around, but those weeks with his daughter and son-in-law in his house showed him that something was missing. He shouldn't need his wife in order to connect with his own family. Was this another thing that Lily was right about? Was he lost without her? It took him years to settle into that fact. He may be lost, but his alternative was suicide, and that just wasn't an option. He would have to muddle through as best he could, and though her voice was always in the back of his mind, he could silence it for a while when he was with his animals. He'd never felt needed his entire life. He had never been anyone's best friend. His parents had always put one another first, and his wife was self-sufficient almost to the point of ignoring him altogether. Wendy flailed, of course, but she'd married so young, it rendered his fatherly presence almost irrelevant. The animals, though, were drawn to him. There was an unspoken bond, as if they had all agreed that it was the way it would be now. They would come to him for food, for comfort, for shelter. He would provide, and they would accept. So now, at Manfred's, after the horrible fire, he was lost again. He'd not seen his beloved raccoons in over a week. The house, or what remained, still gave off heat and a bit of smoke. He was fairly sure they had all been frightened away. What would they do now? Sure, they could search the green bins of the street as they used to, but who would care for them? They'd become so accustomed to him and he to them. Why did he keep losing things? And not just things, but actual souls he loved. His mind was still a haze from all of the changes. Having lived a life that had looked the same for decades, he could not escape the feeling of overwhelm in his new situation. He was powerless and at the mercy of relative strangers, and yet there was freedom. He didn't have his newspapers or his junk, but it was a relief. Since this wasn't his space, he didn't feel compelled to fill it. And he also noticed that Lily's voice was not as loud here. He slept in sometimes, drank 3 cups of coffee if he wanted. He didn't have to lighten his tread because Manfred slept like the dead. Now, if he could somehow add Sarah to the mix, this could be a much happier home. He found himself not wanting to leave, but just to make his existence here more comfortable. And he did believe that Manfred liked having him here too. The boy had taken to buying his favorite brand of coffee and setting aside Tuesdays as his laundry day. When he had first moved in, Manfred would spend nights alone in his room, but now he would march downstairs to read his Douglas Kaplan novels in the wing back across from Mr. Ivankov. He couldn't help it. He was honored. So, no, Lily had not been right. He was not lost without her. In fact, for the first time, he was finding his way.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me. Thank you.